You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
You can only bury your soul in a safe place, and our community is a safe place to do that. The response that we got was emotionally overwhelming for us, more than materially. It was emotionally overwhelming because so many people reached out and said, we will help you with marketing. We will help you with PR. Can I pay for a year's worth of my dues up front if you need the cash now? Joe and I were unprepared a little bit for that. We reached out and people responded with such heart.
Since our status quo is ever-changing, Scott and I wanted to directly address what's going on in our world more often.
Yes, status quo is a thing of the past.
So true. We started in April with our COVID Warrior series.
We had no idea how well that would do. We actually high-fived each other when we saw how many downloads we got that first week.
And while you may not see Scott and I out there protesting, because honestly, we have a lot of respect for this virus, We do want to make sure that we lend our voices to yours. We are so inspired by all of you.
And as always, we want to bring you all kinds of different experiences from different points of view.
A few weeks ago, someone brilliant said, stop looking for the new normal. That ship has sailed. All we have is what's happening now. So Scott and I named this new Thursday edition of The Only One in the Room, the Now Normal.
So some Thursdays you might hear from a COVID warrior. Some Thursdays it might be all about race relations. And other Thursdays, who knows? We're going to keep it fluid for a while. But you can expect a new episode from us every week, as long as everything continues to change.
And don't forget to tune in every Tuesday when we bring you a brand new, amazing, only one in the room story from one of our absolutely incredible guests. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
I am Laura Cathcart Robbins, and this is the Only One in the Room special, now normal edition. But I am never the only one in this room because, as usual, my boyfriend, producer, and co-host, Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, is here as well.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Hun. So Friday, March 13th, 2020, that was the date of my last in-person workout with my gym, Arena Fitness Training Center in Encino. On March 17th, the world as we knew it went into a free fall, and all gyms, not just mine, shut their doors in accordance with Governor Newsom's orders, and some of them for good. By mid-May, there was a light at the end of the tunnel. If we continued to flatten the curve, gyms, barbershops, salons, etc., might be allowed to reopen in July. This is what they told us, provided that they made some pretty extensive, expensive, and major accommodations. Most gym owners went to work putting everything in place with a July 6 reopening plan. Today's guests, Joe Garcia and Jonathan Aluzis, made those accommodations and were allowed to reopen as scheduled, only to be shut down again on Monday, July 13th. Last week, Scott and I received an email from Jonathan with the subject line, "Things are tough. We need your help." Jonathan Aluzis and Joe Garcia are owners of Arena Fitness. Arena Fitness Training Center is full-service personal training and nutrition coaching studio with a focus beyond exercise and nutrition to include a holistic approach to overall wellness that includes healthy habit and lifestyle coaching. So I want to welcome you both again to the show and thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming on and talking to us about what you guys are going through, because it really mirrors and echoes what we are going through as a society, but also specifically what's happening to small businesses around the country. So before we start, I just wanted to figure out, how did you guys meet? Was that it, John? No, it wasn't when he came over. Jonathan came over to ask you to partner with him.
That's a great story.
Yeah. How did you meet?
Yeah, this is a story that I love to tell. This is a story that I love to tell because I get to make fun of Joe when we get here.
Okay.
So when I was 27, I was the general manager of a gym in Encino. And I'm 10 years older than Joe. So at the time, when I was 27, Joe was a 17-year-old kid, scrawny kid, working behind the front desk. And, you know Joe now. You guys
yes.
know Joe now. And he is a substantial man. He carries around a significant amount of muscle. He is a well-built guy. He's a good representation of what exercise and wellness can do for you. But at the time, he weighed about 32 pounds, you know. So I will just say that I was really not terribly impressed with Joe when he was a 17-year-old working behind the front desk. But if you flash forward 6 years, I wanted to start Arena Fitness. And I was really interested in having a partner, because I think that you're much stronger when you have, you know, a partner to go through things with, when you have a team to go through things with. But nobody was really interested in diving into this endeavor with me. So a mutual friend of ours, Drew Taran, who has been a good friend of both of ours for many years, when he knew that I was looking for a partner, he said, "Hey, listen, why don't you talk to Joe Garcia?" And I thought, I was incredibly skeptical, had a lot of doubt about that. But because I love and respect Drew, I said, "All right, man, I will trust you, and I'll give him a call in person." And what happened was that, you know, really just our mindsets and our ideologies matched up very well. The way that we saw fitness was in alignment. The way that we saw the importance of developing and sustaining a community of people was in alignment. So we just really took a chance, and we just said, "All right, look, let's give this a go." And then 17 years later, you know, we've been through a lot of battles together and a lot of challenges together. But, you know, we have forged a 17-year relationship that goes far beyond, you know, business partners. He's really family to me.
Yeah. I love that story. I love the 32-pound Joe working behind the counter.
I can't see it.
I was 32 pounds wet.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, in your letter, you said that Joe and you started this business 17 years ago, as you just said, with no money, that you financed the opening with credit cards, that you worked 16-hour days, you didn't sleep, you paid yourselves nothing, and that you did what you had to do to start and grow a business. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you this. Right. How did creating Arena save you or change you? Why are you different because of Arena? Because I have this idea that Arena saved you.
And you would be right by that. Arena has saved me multiple times over the last 17 years. And initially, it was my safe haven. It was where I was able to pour my heart out and my passion, everything that was going on in my life at that point. Mm-hmm. And I found comfort in helping other people achieve their fitness goals. And it was something that I could call my own. And even though it was strenuous hours and there were periods of time where I just didn't know if we were going to make this thing happen, I really fell upon the community of people that we started to build, which built fairly rapidly. I was quite surprised on how powerful Jonathan and myself had as a partnership, even really early on. Mm-hmm. And it saved me on a personal level that I think that that's one of the reasons why we feel so obligated to our community when this pandemic hit.
Yeah,
that safe haven for people as best that we could in a digital world, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of like my paying it forward type situation.
Yeah, and I want to really talk about what happened when COVID hit too. But thank you for that. And also in the letter it says we opened Northridge and then starved again while we built up that location. The team grew from just Joe and Jonathan to include an amazing staff. most of whom are no longer with us but left their mark on Arena. Will and Stacy propped up the business when Jonathan and Joe struggled with fatigue. And then Alina came in like a breath of fresh air to add new energy. And then coronavirus came and cut our business in half. Jonathan, can you talk about that a little bit, coronavirus coming in, and why does your business go to half when it does?
It was very abrupt and very shocking. You know, in everything that we do, whether you're talking about building a family, building a relationship, building a community, building an education, it's always a process, and it develops and it evolves over time. You know, over 17 years, we developed and we evolved, always kind of moving forward, always trying to improve it. And that's really where our mindset always is. And when we began to start hearing, you know, rumors of the, you know, coronavirus and starting to hear about it on the news, we began to kind of get inklings that there might be something here that we have to deal with. But there's no real way to prepare for something like this because right. It's unprecedented. And we don't have anything historically to compare it to. So our approach at that time when we were simply hearing, you know, the fears about it was simply to continue doing what we've always done, which is to move forward and not worry about it too much. But then the closure came and it was so abrupt. And even when it happened, we had two thoughts. The first thought was something that Joe touched on earlier, which is we need to make sure that we mobilize and find a way to keep our members engaged so that they're really focusing on health and wellness during a time of public health or public safety that really is dangerous for people. We need to make sure that we're helping people manage their health and wellness. The second thought that we had is we'll be back open in 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, we were naive. We didn't know. And so we thought this is just going to be a minor speed bump. We'll be back open in 2 weeks. But, you know, and so really the scope of our revenue and the size of our business was not a factor in our minds at that time. Over the course of time, it became apparent that, you know, the closure was going to be more significant than it was. And that's when we began to experience a loss of business.
Yeah.
And it just began to escalate. And more people were afraid. You know, they were afraid of the economic uncertainty. They were not necessarily at a place where they believed that jumping into the live online coaching version was going to be a necessity for them.
Mm-hmm.
They thought, hey, just like we did, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks, open back up again. And so what we saw was a steady deterioration of the business that we had spent 17 years building. Until the time that we were kind of just standing there shocked, going, my God, we've lost about 50% of our business. You know, there was a lot of fear around that, as I think there would be for anybody who owns a business. So
absolutely.
There's an old saying from I think it's The Sun Also Rises. There's a question, how did you go bankrupt? And the person says two ways, slowly at first and then all at once.
Mm.
And that's kind of how it felt. It was like it started really slowly and then all of a sudden, of course, we didn't go bankrupt, but all of a sudden we turned around and we were looking at half of a business.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think it says so much about you both that the first thoughts or discussions you had were about the well-being of your community. That's incredibly amazing. And second of all, we were all told that this would be a two-week shutdown in March. It wasn't naive right. thinking. It was, oh, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks, which seemed a lifetime then to shut down. Like, shut everything down for two yeah. whole weeks? What? Like, how is that going to work?
Yeah.
But, you know, we all kind of, you know, made the necessary adjustments, but they were only temporary. No one was thinking that this was going to extend. And I remember that first May 15th date when it came up, I was just like, that's not tenable. Like, we can't sustain our economy. We can't sustain anything until May 15th if we shut everything down. But, you know, the real takeaway there is that you guys thought about us first and how we were going to remain active and healthy and not just because that's the right thing to do, but because we had a virus out there that was taking people down who weren't healthy. And so that's really beautiful.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
So I wanted to just ask you, you know, so around May, there was another notification from Governor Newsom saying that there was a projection, right? Like in July, you might be able to reopen with these things in place. So can you just talk to me a little bit about the expense of putting the new, what did you have to put in place? The sanitizing systems, right? And cleaning. And was there anything else you had to do to make accommodations for people to come back in the gym?
Yeah, we actually did a lot of things, and we really consulted our medical community and the doctors that we've been doing so much great business with. And some of the doctors even are members at Arena Fitness. Mm. And what we put in place here for in-person training is we made sure, first of all, we created these fitness pods. And in these fitness pods, we had to order equipment that was necessary for each person to be able to work out under the system that we had in place prior to COVID and do it in a way where they're not sharing equipment. Right. And a lot of the way the structure of the business was before was circuit training. So when somebody went to station one, you know, you would switch with another person and you would kind of rotate around and there was sharing of equipment. Well, in a COVID world, that's not possible. So imagine taking the equipment that you have in the gym and now have to replicate it 6 to 8 times. Mm. And that becomes a heavy expense there, just being able to do that. And along with that, we had to implement air purification systems, ventilation systems. We decided to have personal sanitation kits for everybody. So everybody will have at their fitness pod, will also have a surgical mask, rubber gloves, disinfectant wipes, and everything they would possibly need to be able to stay safe, clean, and be able to work out the same way they would prior to COVID. Along with that, we had to also look at our scheduling system. So we used a system for 17 years, right. And it was a system that was built for in-person training. And we had to immediately degut our system and implement a system that facilitated an online version and an in-person version at the same time with protocols that will allow us to log in cleaning logs that the trainers would have to kind of do on an hourly basis so that we can keep records of that. We also implemented protocols and systems in place so that when somebody arrived at the gym, you would disinfect your shoes on a wet mat. Mm-hmm. So it would kind of disinfect the bottom of your shoes. You would go on to another mat that would dry those, and then you would be able to enter the facility. Upon entering the facility, we also were going to implement what we called our roll call system, which is our ability to temperature check everybody and then log that temperature into that person's profile so that we kept a record of Wow. everybody's temperature on that day in the event. And what that system really allowed us to do is in the event that there happened to be a breakout or something, we can do some sort of contact tracing
Right. back Right.
and isolate it. So we really were kind of thinking about every possible scenario when we were putting together all these systems and protocols in place, not just for the time being, but for what does the gym of the future look like? What does the hybrid model look like? Because we're going to anticipate closures that may result two or three more times before this thing is all said and done. So we need to be able to flow back and forth on the schedule between in-person and online and be able to pause one schedule and then reignite another schedule on whim.
Oh, that's amazing.
We really needed the right software as long as and the right hardware to go along with everything so that we can have that hybrid gym model moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think we did a fairly amazing job, you know, working with all the coaches. Everybody kind of pitched in and, you know, they really helped out a lot in being able to implement all the different systems and protocols that we needed to have in place in order to have that July 6th opening.
Yeah. When I saw that work happening, you know, Scotty and I were observing how much work you were doing. And one of the things that Scott said, because, you know, like I said, and when I contacted you, that he's been really trying to have you guys on as guests for a while, and we were just looking for the right angle. But one of the things, you know, was that we happen to know that other gyms aren't doing as much as what you're doing. And I would never call out anybody, but other gyms do have circuit training. You know, they're wiping down in between, but, you know, they're not giving everybody their own personal stations. And that's the only one, you know, it's just the level of exposure, you know, the way that you've set up Arena Fitness Training Center is so minimal. It feels to me to be the most minimal that it could be in a gym space. And I mean, it does not go unnoticed, everything that she went through. And you know, my mom visits us very frequently. She's 75 years old and has respiratory issues. So I'm not exposing myself to, I'm not exposing myself. I am doing my best to.
It is a podcast.
It is a podcast. But you know what I mean? I'm staying in as much as possible is basically what I'm doing right. So that I can continue to see her. So for me, the options that you guys provide for online are beautiful. And that's what I've done. You know, I've switched all my in-person training to online, and there are so many options. There's so many ways to get in. We talked about just before the interview about my son coming in next week and starting online training. But when you do go back in person, I think that would be the safest place that I've seen to go because of all the precautions you guys are taking. So I just wanted to reiterate that and you know, offer you some more praise for taking so much of our safety into consideration more than you need it to.
Well, thank you for
absolutely.
That. And as is always the case, the well-being of the community is of paramount importance. It would have been irresponsible of us to not provide the absolute safest setting and safest environment for our members. We simply would have refused to open back up if we couldn't provide a safe environment for them. And so, you know, we kind of pulled out all the stops, but it's real simple. It's the right thing to do. I don't think it's a debatable issue. It's the right thing to do. So for us, it was never a question. There was never a debate around it. It was just a matter of how do we make this happen?
Yeah, you know, but that's so much integrity right there. And sometimes when there is financial fear, plural, then that kind of encroaches on people's integrity, you know, and for you to still make that paramount, make it your priority is why I'm a member of your community, honestly. I'm proud of you guys.
It makes us feel safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really does.
Understanding where your priorities are set.
This is a pandemic. So, you know, that you have such healthy respect for this virus is another thing. And I know that you've, you know, both are friends with Greg Garfield, who fell victim to it, and he was on our show, and you guys interviewed him, so that you've seen it firsthand. And so, you know, there's no debate about whether or not this is something that we can take any risks around. I want to ask you a couple more questions before we end. You still have to pay your rent during this time. Is that correct?
Yeah, so correct. There is the expectation of rent payment, and it's really an extraordinary circumstance, because Joe and I don't begrudge the property owners, the landlords, their desire to get their money. That's part of the deal. But this is really a strange circumstance, because what we're talking about, and this isn't just for Arena Fitness, this is for all small business owners who have been shut down, is that we are expected to pay rent for a facility that we have been prohibited by law from using. Let's chew on that for just a minute. How can we be expected to pay for a facility that we are prohibited from using under, you know, penalty of the law?
Yeah.
It would be like signing up for a cell phone program. It's $100 a month, and a couple months in, somebody says, you can't use this program. You can't actually use your phone, but you have to keep paying your $100 a month. It doesn't make sense. So it is an extraordinary burden on all small businesses, because that's tens of thousands of dollars for Arena Fitness between our two locations, tens of thousands of dollars. And I don't know where we're supposed to find that money. So it's a complex issue, because, like I said, I understand that the landlords want and deserve to be paid, but we're really in uncharted territory here, because how can you expect somebody to pay who's prohibited from using a space?
Absolutely.
That's the long answer to the question.
No,
the
answer
to the question is yes.
Yeah.
We are expected to pay rent.
And Joe, in the letter that Jonathan sent out, it said that you're not asking for money. Tell me what you need from your community members, or from anyone who's listening to this.
What we need from our community is kind of what we just kind of illustrated, is we just need people to put the word out, and really for those people that have enjoyed online training to talk about it and really express to those that are hesitant of the online community to just give it a try. And I think that would go a long way for us, because I can't tell you how many times, Laura, where people try it for the first time and they're like, this was not what I expected. I didn't realize how close it was to the in-person training that you offered.
Yes.
I'm so upset that I waited this long to try it. And I've had that conversation with so many people in the last few weeks, that's kind of the big thing, is I think people were just expecting, like we were, that we would be able to just open up one day and things would go back to normal. And the reality of the situation is that normal is not going to come back.
Right, right.
And that we really need to adapt to what's going on. And, you know, as Arena had adapted, or things are going to go south on us pretty quickly.
Yes.
So just getting out there, talking about it, using social media platforms to talk about it, and then really helping what you guys are doing, wonderful, having on this on this podcast to give us a platform to be able to speak about the things that we're doing. Because now we're in an industry where everyone is trying to speak up, because everyone's trying to save their business.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And there's a lot of noise out there, and we need to be able to cut through the noise. And Jonathan and myself have done a fairly good job as far as marketing and being able to get the word out there. But we got to be honest, like we said in that letter, we need help.
Mm-hmm.
And we've concentrated so much of our efforts to trying to help our community. And that's really what we're good at. And if we start spreading ourselves thin in too many different directions, our fear is that we're going to lose out, or people in our community are going to lose out, because we're too distracted in negotiating leases and trying to get more people in through the door and different things like that.
Yeah.
And it's, our strength lies in personal training.
Yes.
Our strength lies in helping the community. Our strengths don't necessarily, you know, lie when it comes to getting PR and getting news outlets to come down and check out what we're doing and how we're helping our community.
Oh, I think that was really beautifully put. And the personal in the personal training is really where your strength is. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that. I just wanted to read one of the last paragraphs in the letter. It says, if you are struggling financially but need help training, please reach out to us. We will help you stay active and healthy. Your health is of paramount importance to us, and we're here for you. Please don't be bashful. We're asking for your help. Please ask us for help. That's how communities support each other. And I just thought that was so beautiful and so indicative of who you guys are, who you all are. You know, you and Will and Stacy and Alina and obviously the two of you, Joe and Jonathan. You know, that like I said before, I used the word integrity and I meant it. But it's also just, I can do more push-ups than I could in my 40s. And right, hon?
Oh, yeah. She's killing it, y'all.
Yep. Yep. And my back and arms are better than they ever were. Like, you can really get in the best shape of your life, yo, you know? And they'll help you do it.
And I just want to say one more thing is that I think, like you guys talked about, this is going to be something that we all have to plan for in the future. You guys made it so easy for us. You gave us a handful of equipment and encouraged us to work out into a way that inspired me to, you know, be ready for any restrictions that we experience and make remote training a part of your life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys lent us equipment in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
So that we could keep going. We felt very special.
Just enough to get a really good workout and enough to inspire us.
We've given almost all of it back, right?
Almost all.
Almost all of it.
But you inspired us to, you know, be ready for the next time.
Yeah.
So that we could continue to support you and feel like we were getting, you know, a fair handshake in the whole situation. So
yeah.
I just want people to know that this is not going away, that we're going to, like, you guys are planning for the future and that we should take control of our own future and plan to be ready for that as well at home.
And that whatever you're doing, what Arena Fitness is doing, has our health and welfare in mind,
yeah,
which is really important. That is the priority over getting your rent paid even, which is amazing.
The response from that letter was overwhelming and to a certain extent unexpected. You know, it was a very vulnerable letter.
Yes.
It was the first time that we've ever really reached out into our community and said, listen, we need to really kind of just bare our souls here and be honest and let you know that we're struggling. And it was a confronting thing to do. But it was the right thing to do, and Joe and I knew that we needed to do it. You can only bare your soul in a safe place, and our community is a safe place to do that. The response that we got was emotionally overwhelming for us, more than materially. It was emotionally overwhelming because so many people reached out and said, we will help you with marketing. We will help you with PR. Can I pay for a year's worth of my dues up front if you need the cash now? I referred you to our HR department. I'm sending you a testimonial video. I'm posting about you on my social channels. I mean, the response was so tremendous that Joe and I were unprepared a little bit for that. We reached out and people responded with such heart that we were a little bit unprepared for that emotionally ourselves. Asking for help is a multi-stage process. The first stage is asking for the help. The second stage is being willing to accept it.
They say that love is an action.
For sure.
Well, and also just because the only one in the room has listeners all over the world, for your own local gym, please take the things that Jonathan and Joe are talking about and do that to support your own local gyms as well, because those are great things to do. Pay your membership up for a year if you're able to support on social media, testimonials, you know, connect them with the HR department. I love all those ideas. And I know that people who are involved in similar communities might be looking for ways to help. Those are some really good tips. So thank you for that. Thank you for listing those out. Lastly, gentlemen, where can people find you on social media and website and all that stuff?
Yeah, so the best way to find us is online at arenafitness.com. We can also be found on social media. Instagram is at Arena Fitness Training Center, and as well on Facebook.
And YouTube.
And from our perspective, not just supporting us, which we're very grateful for, and we're very grateful for you being willing to shine a light on our particular situation, But our message, I think, more than anything today from Joe and from me would be, make sure that you take care of your health, because this is a time when you can't afford to allow that to slip. This virus is really exploiting any sort of pre-existing conditions. And so people who are not managing their health and their wellness at the highest levels are at greater risk of serious consequences. And if you need help and you are not a potential customer for us, we will still help you. Reach out to us through our website at arenafitness.com. And whether or not you ever become a customer of ours or not, we will help you to the best of our ability to understand some of the steps that you can take to improve your health and wellness and to mitigate the risk that you have in the presence of this very, very dangerous infectious disease.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jonathan. And thank you, Joe. Thank you both for this.
Yeah, great job, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be sure not to miss our weekly full episodes and Scott Talks each Tuesday by subscribing to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Join our Only One in the Room Facebook group if you'd like to ask a question of any of our upcoming guests for this series. All of us at The Only One in the Room wish you safety and wellness during this challenging time, and we'll see you next week.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.